Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley's bill wants to prevent what occurred at the small North Florida town he represents called Waldo. It's seen as one of the nation's worst speed traps and eventually had to disband its police force over the issue.
And one of the things that when it was investigated that was discovered, and that's really led to this bill, the first part of the bill, was that the local state attorney said, look, it's illegal for state law enforcement to have quotas, but it's very unclear as to whether that's applicable to local law enforcement. So this clarifies that point.
The measure also requires cities or counties to publicly disclose if revenues they receive from traffic citations exceed 50% of the cost to operate the local law enforcement agency. In the case of Waldo, the revenue from the traffic citations made up one-third of the city's revenues. And while he says he understands the need for that part of the bill, Lake Worth Democratic Senator Jeff Clements questioned Bradley over how he arrived at that particular percentage.
Waldo was kind of the reason for you bringing this bill forward, but I'm curious why 50%. It would seem to me that it would be good for the community to know if their law enforcement agency was funded by 25% or 30%.
Bradley said he'd look into lowering the percentage, and the measure passed the Senate Transportation, Tourism, and Economic Development Appropriations Subcommittee unanimously. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.